This is the word that the Lord wanted me to give to you at the beginning of this new year. Arise and shine.
Amen.
For thy light is come.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Amen.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness even, you know, shall be upon the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee.
Amen.
And his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Amen.
Oh my. And he said, the Gentiles, you know, that's like the unbelievers and so forth. They shall come to thy light. And kings to the brightness of thy rising. And the Lord wanted me to tell you this year, he is inviting every one of you that seated here today to be bearers of his glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the message that he wanted me to give to everyone that is here today. We must bear that glory. We must bear that glory. We must be carriers of his glory. That's what the message is. We have to carry that glory everywhere we go. Shine. Arise and shine this year. It's not about, you know, what we can attain. It's not about what we can acquire. But it's about being like him. It's about being in his glory. And this year, he is looking for people that will carry that glory. He says, arise and shine. The glory of the Lord, that's like the light of God is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. This year, you must go forth in that glory. You must shine in that glory. You must let the people see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we must walk in that glory. There is nothing like being in his presence. And when you get into the real presence of the Lord, Isaiah, you know, he saw his train fill the temple. And he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. That's what the glory of the Lord does to you. Doesn't make you pompous or arrogant or anything like that. If you are that way, you haven't seen his glory. When you see his glory, you will fall down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When John saw his glory on the Isle of Patmos, he fell like dead. This was the same John, you know, that used to lean upon him and so forth. But not this time, boy. When he saw that glory, he fell like dead. And Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise. Let's stand to our feet. That's the message that the Lord wants me to give. And that's it. You know, let's rise to our feet. Let's lift up our hands. And let's ask God to enable us to be carriers and bearers of that glory. That's what he wanted me to tell you today. He wants us to bear his glory. He wants us to shine with his glory in this world. Jesus was the glory of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. This is what it says about Jesus. And this is what the Lord wants us to be. And this is the message for every one of us today and this year. There's a lot of other things that we could say, but this is what the Lord wanted me to say. I had something else that I wanted to preach, but the Lord said, no, this is what I want you to say. You know, and here's what Jesus was, and this is what he wants us to be. He said, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Oh yes, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. You know, God wants us to bear his glory, to be the brightness of his glory, to be the express image of Jesus Christ, the image of Christ, the true nature of Christ. That's where it all ends. That's what God is looking for. The sons of God, the image of Christ. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You might say it this way. This is God's defining moment. See, this is his very capstoning work to bring forth the image of Christ, the full nature of Christ in the sons of God. And you must bear that glory. You must bear that glory. Hallelujah. I will preach on that message early in this new year by the grace of God at GMI Church right here. And when we do preach it, you don't want to miss it. But that's all he wants me to say tonight. Let's lift our hands and let's pray and say, God, fill me with thy glory. Help me to be a carrier of your glory. In this new year, Oh yes. Bring forth that fullness of the nature of Christ in me. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not about doing miracles. It's not about doing all of that. It's about being like Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus had never done one single miracle. And yet the voice came and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well praised. In whom I am well pleased. That's what the Lord is looking for. The glory of God was upon the Christ. And he said in John chapter 17 and verse 22. This is the same God that said in Isaiah 43 and 8. That I will not share my glory with any man. But he said in 17 of John and 22. The glory that you have given me, I have given unto them. But you must shine forth with that glory. Lift up your hands this morning and begin to pray. Come on, lift them up and begin to pray. You want to be a carrier of that glory? Oh yes, that's what we want to be. That's what he wants us to be. And that's what we are going to be. That's what we are going to be this year forward. We are 1 year closer to the coming of the Lord. And that's what we are going to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am the Lord. That is my name. Isaiah 42 and verse 8. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. That's what he said in Isaiah. But that was then. This is now. That was then, but this is now. This is what he said now in John chapter 17. And I want to read it to you what he said. And this is the message that we leave with you today as we go into this new year. This is what he said in John chapter 17 and verse 22. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Why? That they may be one. Even as we are one. Now there's a great mystery in that. We're not going to talk about that right now. So let's lift up our hands and ask that that glory that he has given us, oh, that we may carry that glory forth even in this new year. Will you pray with me this morning? Anybody here, will you pray with me this morning? If you will pray with me this morning, lift up your hands and we'll pray together. Lord, you said it yourself that you have given us that glory. May we be true carriers, bearers of that glory, even unto this crooked world, unto this world that is in gross darkness, unto this world that is lost. May we be carriers of that glory. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say glory? Amen. We're going to sing one chorus, and then we're going to shout more victory later on, you know. This chorus says, he's changing me from glory to glory. It's been a while since we did that. I think you guys know that. We're going to do that song. Say, from glory to glory, he's changing me. I believe we have the slide of that, if you want to put it up. From glory to glory, he's changing me. He's changing me. He's changing me into his glory. Into the glory of God. Oh, into the image of his son. Oh my, he's changing me. That's what he wants us to be. This new year, bearers of his glory, shining forth